This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. Ryan, are you looking to boost your immune system?
I'm so ill that I fainted right before we turned the show on.
I hate to hear it, but I do think I have a solution. Introducing Mighty Muscadine, king of the superfruits.
Sounds like a superhero.
Well, these guys are practically superheroes. Every single one of their products are packed with organic polyphenol content, essential micronutrients, and I'm telling you, these grapes are just dripping with antioxidants designed to strengthen your body's defenses. It's going to help you stay resilient all year round.
And these guys have everything. They have grape juice, they have all natural energy shots, protein powders, they got seed oil, toothpaste, body lotion, shampoo, and here's the best part. You can use promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, use promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on your purchase of Mighty Muscadine products.
And every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show. So don't miss this opportunity to supercharge your health and well-being with the incredible power of Mighty Muscadine. Visit their website now, that's mightymuscadine.com, and experience the difference firsthand. Remember, that's promo code T-O-D-A-Y. A healthier, happier you is just a click away. With that said, let's start the show.
Hello, everyone. Today is Thursday, January the 4th. I'm Ryan Hill.
John Galantis.
And you're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhidhan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028, or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. You guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. You can leave us a good 5-star review, absolutely nothing less than 5 stars, on iTunes, Spotify, and where you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a link in the description so you can do just that.
The verse of the day today comes from Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
My goodness. Somebody get this man a stinking Pulitzer Prize.
That
dude.
Hits. Hebrews hits every time.
Someone tell me Paul didn't write Hebrews. Like, just look me in the face and tell me this is not Paul's writing. The imagery that he uses, the brightness of his glory, upholding all things by the word of his power, sitting down at the right hand of the majesty on high, it just gets me hype.
Yeah.
It gets me hype to think about how great and how excellent and how majestic Jesus is.
Yeah.
And that's one of those moments where it's its own form of worship, just getting excited about the truth of Jesus Christ and who he is in relation to the Father.
I love that it also says when he had by himself purged our sins, there was no outside influence. There was nothing that we brought to the table. It was Christ alone who purged our sins and gave us his righteousness. And then as a result, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Christ is alive and he is reigning in heaven right as we speak. This isn't like something that happened way in the past. This is Jesus in heaven on the throne now.
Because he's God.
Right.
It wasn't like some homeless Jewish rabbi felt really nice and just paid for our sins and just died a sinner's death on the cross. This is God himself coming down. Man, that gets me hype every time. Speaking of getting hype,
we have our Thursday segment for you today. Advice no one needed.
Yes, my
advice
day.
No one needed. You didn't need it. I didn't need it. You didn't need it. But here we are.
I got some great advice for y'all.
Oh.
It's called Trash Mug.
Oh, no.
Trash
not this.
Mug.
No, no, no.
All right. Let's wind the clock back a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
We used to have a show called Carpe Mañana.
Yeah.
And we had advice no one needed as a segment on that show. Dr. Shah's daughter, Rebecca, oldest daughter, good friend, close personal friend, she had a segment on her advice no one needed on her week called Trash Mug.
About the trash mug.
Here's Trash Mug. Here's what Trash Mug is. Trash Mug is a mug that you put on your table and you put all your trash in. You eat in a little candy wrapper. Mmm, that's sweet. Put the you're not going to get up and go to the trash. You're going to put it in the little mug on the table.
No.
You're going to have like a little, you got to wipe your hands or you wipe your baby's hands. Oh, I got a little wipe here. I don't want to get up right now and put it in the trash can. I'll put it in the mug. Mug gets full. You get up, go to bed, dump Trash Mug in the table. Here's the folly of my mistake. I made fun of Trash Mug. If you go back to the Carpe Mañana show and you listen, I was one of the dissenters. I was a voice from the darkness, casting her down in her wisdom. I have adopted Trash Mug.
No,
as one of my own. And I'm saying to you people, it's good to have a mug to put your trash in. I've got one right here in the Clearview Today studio.
Here's my problem with this, okay? Uh-huh. Here's my problem with this. they have a concept for this already. It's called a waste basket. Mm-hmm. Just get you a little tiny trash can and put it in the living room with you. You gotta do is, right there in the trash can. That's it.
I would love to discuss that further. I just need a little bit of clarification. You said a waste basket?
A waste basket.
And so I get lots of them and put them at all my potential sitting spots?
Sure.
I don't think so.
Why?
Because I have a little mug in the center of the table. And you can add, look, this one's Spider-Man. This is a little Spider-Man mug. Let's see what I got in this.
Don't put your trash
so
in dishes.
I got a pin, right?
Not trash.
I've got this Bluetooth clicker that actually, this has to go to Egypt with Dr. Sean.
Also not trash.
I got some tape.
Also not trash.
I got some,
so this is not a trash
tape.
Mug. This is a storage mug.
Hold on 1 second. Let's see what's in here. I got this little cord that lets us make phone calls on the Clearview Today show.
Not trash.
I got an SD card that I actually yelled at Adam for not putting this back. Okay. That's a apology.
Interesting that it's in the trash mug.
And I've got some like little microphone accessories.
None of which is trash.
Yeah. there's like glue just keeping this thing together. I still would push for trash mug.
No.
I think trash mug is it's a convenience thing. You don't want to have to keep getting up. Because when I put trash on the table, that's an argument. Ellie doesn't like that.
Right. So I hear you. You don't want to have to keep getting up. Love that for you. That's fantastic. Get a wastebasket.
My son eats trash out of the wastebaskets.
What makes you think he's not going to get a trash mug and be like, oh, look, a cup. I'm going to pour water in here. Oops, now this is soggy trash.
That's a good point.
Absolutely. See, that? No.
David, what are your thoughts on
no
trash,
trash
mug?
Buddy? No
because
trash mug.
You're one of the trashiest people I know.
No and trash mug. Just go with the
wastebasket. What do you think about trash mug?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Trashiest people
we got to wrap up,
know?
So I just want to know what you think about trash mug.
I'm not quite ready.
Yeah,
we got. You said something that was false.
Sure, we're sitting at like 6 minutes though, so we got to go to an ad really quick. Just yes or no, trash mug. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
I refuse.
You refuse to
answer. I refuse to answer.
Let us know your thoughts on the trash mug.
I don't want to halt the progress of the show, but you said something kind of crazy.
Go ahead and wrap up because he's
right in and let us know your thoughts on the trash mug. 252-582-5028. Tell us why it's a bad idea and you should just get a wastebasket. I agree with you. Also, visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. I really want to get Dr. Shaw's input on here because I'm confident he's going to be on my side.
I wonder what I bet Dr. Shaw puts his little trash, his immediate trash. You think he just slips it in his pocket?
Maybe. Or just get a small trash can. Accomplishes the same thing as a trash mug.
Guarantee you he doesn't have waste baskets because I know already he struggles to get Nicholas and Thomas to take the trash out. So guarantee you there's no waste baskets at the house.
Now that might be true.
Let's see what he says.
Write in and let us know or visit us online today at clearviewtodayshow.com. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll be back after this. Elizabeth, my darling bride, what would you say is the most beneficial thing you could do for yourself in the morning?
Probably drink an entire pot of coffee when sitting.
I'd say that's a close second. No, the best thing you can do for yourself is to start every morning with a daily devotional.
Only we had one to talk about.
Well, as it turns out, we have two.
Right now, you can unlock the power of daily inspiration, wisdom, and spiritual growth in our devotional series, 30 Days Through a Crisis and 30 Days to a New Beginning. Written by our pastor, Dr. Abaddon Shaw, and his wife, Nicole, the 30 Days devotional series is designed to reveal new biblical truths every single day.
That's right, and every day is a new revelation to guide you on your Christian journey toward a more meaningful and purposeful life. You can pick up your copy today from our website, that's clearviewbc.org, or you can grab both books on Amazon, Apple Books, and Audible.
That's 30 Days Through a Crisis and 30 Days to a New Beginning by Abaddon and Nicole Shaw. And don't forget, these are only the first two in an expanding devotional series, so keep your eyes peeled for future installments.
Thanks for listening. Now let's get back to the show. Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abaddon Shaw, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text at 252-582-5028. Did you just gesture with the trash mug? I just saw that on the corner of my eye and you were like, no, absolutely not.
Peter Parker himself.
No.
We are here. You threw my intro all off.
Your trash mug threw me off.
You scared me, actually. I was like, oh. We're here in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abaddon Shaw, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, host of today's show, and who I guarantee does not use wastebaskets at his house. Dr. Shaw, wastebaskets just around the house. Do you have them?
I mean, like trash bags? So, like trash cans?
So a trash can, but a little small trash can that later goes into the big trash can.
Like if I'm in the living room, a little
like a trash. Like a smaller trash can that you would then take out and maybe empty into the
like
larger
in the living
kitchen
room?
Like
right. I mean, just be honest. I mean, but there's none in there.
No, of course not. Because most people use trash mug. You remember
no,
trash mug.
No.
Now I know where this is going.
Back in the day, you hosted a show called Carpe Mignana, and I believe your oldest daughter gave some advice that I'm not going to lie. I didn't take to heart. I was young.
As you
I
should not have, because the trash mug should not make an appearance.
Yeah.
Has really changed my life. It's like he's a hero of
bad.
Sorts.
No.
Now, this technically, Dr. Shah, is not a trash mug. This is just, these are actually critical pieces of technology we have in here. But I still say it stands. If you're sitting at the table and you've got a little piece of trash, you just put it in the mug and then dump the mug out later. It's better than having a waste basket in every room.
Would you put a trash can on your table?
No.
No. So why would you put a trash mug on
because
the table?
Because I do put a mug on the table. It doesn't matter what's in it. I put a mug on the table.
It doesn't matter what's in it?
I wouldn't put an empty trash can ludicrous. On my table. That's silly, Ryan.
This is ludicrous. You would keep trash on your table.
Listen, yesterday we talked about growing up. And I feel that maybe you didn't take that to heart. So maybe we should talk about it a little bit again today.
This
Dr. Shah, how do you, I mean,
to
I don't,
me, and I would love to segue out of this quickly.
Why don't you go ahead and segue? I'm going to put trash mug back in its spot.
Okay. We're talking today about the importance of growing up, especially as we enter into the new year.
Yes.
You know, maybe you've been entertaining things like trash mugs and you've been stuck in that realm of thinking, but we want to mature past that, not just in the realm of how we dispose of litter in our lives, but in our spiritual lives as well.
Well, I feel like in our weakness, right, in our spiritual weakness, there's always the Spirit to help us.
Right.
But I don't know, Dr. Shah, what is your take on that?
I don't know how to get out of this one. I feel like I'm inside the trash mug right now, waiting for somebody to come pick it up and dump it in the trash can.
I'm uncomfortable with the energy we've created in the trash mug today.
Energy we've created in the trash mug.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. So Romans chapter 8.
Just hard
when
cut
all else fails, go to Romans.
It is a beautiful chapter that helps us grow deeper in the Christian life.
That's right.
And that deeper is not necessarily doing more Bible study or more worship or more evangelism, although all those things are wonderful. Mm-hmm. It focuses on prayer. Mm. The thing that changes the most as we begin to grow in the Christian life or as Christians is how we pray.
That's right. That's right. It's one of those things that I think we take for granted because prayer is always going to be there in the Christian life. It's something that if I'm doing it right, I'm doing it every day. But I don't think about that my prayers can grow. You know what I'm saying? I can, quote unquote, get better at praying.
You've said this, Dr. Shah, but the way you pray reflects what you believe about God.
Yes.
So naturally, as you grow in your understanding of God, your prayers should deepen. There should be a greater maturity to your prayers rather than now I lay me down to sleep or thank you for this food or, you know, they should go further than that.
So, that's right. You know, I'm raising two boys and one of them's, you know, only a year old, but Gavin is doing his prayers. And that is kind of our thing that now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord, getting the rudimentary prayers, just getting him to understand we're talking to God.
Right.
Yeah.
But imagine like if I was like, all right, Ellie, you ready? Let's pray. Now I lay me. And then she goes, now I lay me down to sleep. Like at 30 years old, people would be like, you should be well beyond that.
Yeah.
How you pray is a good indicator of your relationship with God. Just like in any other relationship, the way you started dating your spouse now, how was it? You were simply making small talk or joking or funny stories, very surface level stuff just to entertain. But then as you begin to grow, you should deepen in your conversation.
Right? Yeah, like imagine, how long have you and Nicole been married?
Coming up on 27 years.
Like, imagine if, like, today, like, y'all's conversation, she's like, so what's your favorite movie? Like, what is your favorite food?
Well,
you know, it's like, you should
We should be
that.
Well past that
That's
now.
That's right. You know, the funny thing is, my mom said about you that, you know, she is, like, over the moon about you. And I can imagine Nicole just looking at me going, your mom, she's known me a long time. Why today is that conversation coming
she's
up?
She's really happy I found a girl of your cat. Like, what?
That's right.
Yeah.
So also in our prayer with God, when it comes to our spiritual life, the longer we are saved, the longer we've been walking with God, the deeper our conversation should become.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, have you noticed some people's prayers are exactly the same as they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? I mean, the exact same prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, do you talk with people the same way exact same way you've done like 30 years.
Not if you have a relationship with them.
No.
If it's someone you like know, kind of acquaintance level.
A surface level.
Yeah.
You would just be like, yeah, hey, how's your family? Good to see you. Man, the weather's crazy.
Yeah.
But if you like a dear friend that you've grown up with or a spouse.
Yeah.
I would not look at my wife and say, how's your family doing? Hey, the weather outside is great. No, yeah. we have a much deeper relationship.
Well, I almost think about like people that you interact with in the business world where you're not being fake, but you just have to be on your best.
Yeah.
You have to, hey, how are you, sir? Yes, so good to see you. Like imagine coming to God. And I think a lot of us do come to God with that, with almost that false brightness or that false, Father God, I'm doing great. And I'm so glad that you dropped on by to see me today. And it's
that mask.
Yeah, it is a mask.
Yeah,
100%.
So you've heard that old adage. Adages are old. You've heard the old statement or the adage, you are what you eat, you are what you pray.
That's a good
point. Or how you pray.
Good
so if
point.
Your prayer is weak, your Christian life is weak. If your prayer is scattered, it's because your Christian life is scattered.
Mm.
And so if your prayer is intact, then you are intact. If your prayer is sound, then you are sound. So I hope today we can discuss something about what it means to pray in the Spirit. And it's not what people have made it out to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what denominations have made it out to be. Let's go biblical.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's stay in the context of what Scripture says about praying in the Spirit.
Right.
I feel like it's such a great time for us to talk about this too, especially as we're like still right in the beginning of the new year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For a lot of people, maybe your resolution was like, I want to spend more time with God, or I want to be more diligent in my quiet times, or I want to grow in my prayer life, my understanding. Hey, here's a great way for you to do that right here on the Clearview Today Show.
That's right.
So in Romans chapter 8, Paul tells us three things about praying in the Spirit. The first thing he tells us is that the Holy Spirit knows our weaknesses. So here's Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses.
Mm.
So when you think about the word weakness, what are we talking about? Well, let's think about physical weakness. Our blood pressure goes up and down based on our sugar.
Mm-hmm.
If our sugar goes up and our sugar goes down, I mean, those things can impact our physical well-being or our demeanor. When we become anemic or dehydrate or get sick, I mean, the list can go on and on. God knows our sicknesses.
That's
God
right.
knows what we're struggling with. And I mean, all of us have something that we are waiting to see the doctor or waiting for a prescription or waiting for a test result.
Mm-hmm.
God knows it. So the Spirit also helps us in our physical weaknesses.
And it's important to remember that because we tend to disassociate our spiritual...
Our physical life from our spiritual...
Exactly, yes. We tend to think that this is my physical world. I'm just here to focus on the spiritual side.
And God doesn't care about my physical life.
That's right.
Yes, He does.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes He uses, in fact, many times He uses our physical weaknesses to help us grow spiritually, but does not for a single moment does it mean that He doesn't care about our physical world,
our
physical life.
Yeah, last month I think you made a good point that God became flesh for a reason.
Jesus
was born in the flesh.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. And one day we will be resurrected. The redemption will be complete when the flesh is resurrected.
That's
good
right.
point. Very much so.
The second thing that the Spirit helps, or the weakness, is our emotional weakness. We get emotionally drained. We get emotionally confused or lose our temper. Sometimes we feel unloved. Sometimes we feel insecure. We feel depressed, and the list goes on and on. God cares about our emotional weakness.
That's right. Especially now as we're coming out of the holidays, a lot of that stress is being lifted. But I can think of a couple of times in the last few weeks where many of us were emotionally drained or emotionally stressed out, or especially if you're the one in charge of like making all the Christmas preparations happen. Guarantee you probably snapped at somebody once or twice. We probably went off on at least our kids.
Yeah. And this could be the time of the year when emotions run high. Maybe because you're in close proximity with your family, or because, you know, this is the holidays, it's a difficult time for some people.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have a loved one here to celebrate like you have in holidays past, and that's a painful reminder.
Yeah.
You know, holidays, we tend to focus on the good times, but for some people, that's a very low point emotionally.
Right.
Right. Right. And then there's, of course, the spiritual weakness or weaknesses. Here we're talking about struggling with old sins, old habits, selfish nature, our past. All these things take a toll on us. We don't know how to love others. We don't know how to let go of the past. We don't know what the future holds. We don't know what is the best road to take in our personal lives. We don't know what God's will is for our lives. So all these things are part of the spiritual weaknesses. And the good part is we don't have to come and bring God up to speed.
Right.
He knows it. He knows, I know you're struggling with your sugar levels, or I know that you're struggling with cancer, and I know you're struggling with this depression. People go through depression. And by the way, depression does not mean sin. Sometimes it's just the makeup of people. They go through depression. They're prone to depression. Sometimes it is our spiritual weaknesses, and God knows that as well. So all of these things are part of who we are. Well, God understands.
And I love what you said too, that it takes a toll. We tend to think that, and I know I've fallen into this trap many, many times, where our spiritual weaknesses, if I disregard them, I can always pick up where I left off. But you don't realize, and I haven't realized in the past, that neglecting your spiritual life is costly.
Yeah.
It's very costly. Yes. I have to pay, just like if I neglect my exercise or I neglect my emotional well-being, that's going to cost me. Spiritual weakness, same thing.
Right. Are you neglecting his physical
life? I'm not.
It's getting better.
Romans chapter 8.
But the high priest, not the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
In Hebrews chapter 4:15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Same word as in Romans 8:26. But was on all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
Amen.
So, folks, those who are listening, those who are watching, if you're facing a physical weakness, it does not mean that that's off limits. God doesn't care about that. You figure that out. But spiritual things, you better get to God. No, physical things, you can come to God.
That's right.
And say, God, I am struggling with this. Mental issues, emotional struggles, and definitely spiritual needs, you can come to God. He knows your weaknesses. The Holy Spirit knows. That's what he's doing, helping you understand. He gets it.
Yeah. I love that reminder too, because it's not like, I mean, just like you said, Dr. Shaw, we don't have to catch God up. Like, hey, let me fill you in on what's been going on. No, God knows, because he's there with you every step of the way.
Right.
And yet he still wants you to come to him and bring those concerns to him through the Holy Spirit.
I remember one time we were talking in our Converge classroom, our Sunday night Bible study. And it was one of your daughters, your youngest daughter. And she said, you know, I need a car. And I'm just so ashamed to pray for a car. And you said something that even to this day, that was years ago.
Yeah.
I think she wasn't even driving yet. She might've been 16, but
yeah,
you said something that to this day, still, I remember you said the Holy Spirit knows what you should pray for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you don't, if you're embarrassed to pray for that, the Holy Spirit knows what you ought to be praying for.
And it's biblical because in Romans 8:26, it says, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought.
That's right.
One mark of growth in the Christian life is not knowing how to pray. Yes, that's right, folks. You heard it correctly. One mark of growth in the Christian life is not knowing how to pray. Not
someone's other instant question mark.
Yeah, it's like, wait, I thought growth means you know how to pray. No, we think we know how to pray. And the more we walk with God, the more we realize, God, I don't know how to pray for this situation.
That's right.
You have a child who is going off the deep end or doing things that are not right. You don't know how to pray. You have a friend or a family member who is estranged from you. You don't know how to pray. All these things are part of the growing Christian life. Just like children always know what to ask for. They ask whatever they want and expect whatever they ask. I'm hungry. Can I have ice cream?
Oh,
you do not know what to ask for.
Right.
That is my life right now. 24/7. I need want milk.
Dad,
I need
Bluey. A good nourishing treats. Meal. Can I have candy?
I can, yeah. Yes, golly.
But Paul says, we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. Sometimes we don't know what's best for us. In matters of relationships, career, financial decisions, the answers are not that simple. Life is much more complicated. We don't know what's best for us. We don't know what to ask for in prayer. And sometimes the more something means to us, the harder it is to pray for.
That's true.
So, you know, God will help you understand that. And, you know, I like to say Garth Brooks, the great theologian.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's good to know. We don't get it. Sometimes we don't realize what is best for other people. What we pray for affects other people. I can say, God, stop this rain so we can have a great, great gathering. And the farmer over there is praying.
Please, Lord.
Lord, please. Send some rain. Please.
Conflicting prayers. We don't think about that.
Yeah. So, you know, we don't know what other people need. Warren Wiersbe said it this way. More people have quit praying because of disappointments in prayer more than anything else.
That's true.
That's why we need the Holy Spirit to pray for us. He knows the mind of God. He knows our past. He can see our future. He knows what is best for us, and he knows what will bring the best for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what will grow God's kingdom.
Yeah.
And so we have to say, I don't get it. Please help.
That's a good point. I mean, that's a really great point, that as we grow, we understand that we can't just pray in isolation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like our prayers intersect with each other.
Yeah.
They interact.
Yeah.
And that's just a mark of maturity to understand that.
That's right.
It makes me think of, I mean, this is a not at all a biblically accurate movie, but it makes me think of the movie Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
When Jim Carrey's character, you know, he's God for a day, essentially.
Right.
And he's answering all these prayers that come in, but he gets to a point, he's like, there's too many. There's too many of y'all. Just yes to everyone.
Yeah.
But then the whole world starts to fall apart because this person prays for this, but it conflicts with this. And then, everything intersects.
Yeah.
And one woman comes up, she's like, I lost 25 pounds on the Krispy Kreme diet. And that's a silly example, but it reminds us that God is in control, and it is a good thing that he's in control.
That's right.
Because he knows when to say no.
That's right. And then finally, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us.
Amen.
Right? Weaknesses. We don't know how to pray. The Holy Spirit knows how to pray, but then he also intercedes for us. It says here, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Hmm.
Now, sometimes people have said groanings that cannot be uttered, that is speaking in tongues.
Hmm.
Now, I want you to read that again. The Spirit himself makes intercession for us. Means you're not doing it. The Spirit is doing it.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
So people are like, that's right. I know I'm speaking in tongues, and that's the Spirit doing that. Read it again. With groanings which cannot be
uttered. So uttered. I can't uttered. Speak it. It can't be spoken.
There's no speech coming from me.
Wordless groaning.
Yeah.
So unless you're sitting there going... that it is, but I don't think that's what really is happening. The word groanings in the Greek is stenagmois, which means deep sighs. You know, when do we sigh?
When I'm frustrated.
Yeah. When tired, I'm... worried.
Right. It's just too much, just too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
You go.
You sigh from a burden.
Right.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit does that for us. He knows and senses how we're feeling, and he carries those feelings into the Trinity.
Amen. Wow.
Right?
That's deep.
Yeah.
We've made it out into something completely different, and that's not what's happening here. So in this wordless groaning, you and I cannot even hear the sighs or the words. The conversation is actually taking place within the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
It may not even reach our consciousness, but it reaches the ear of the Father, or the ears of the Father.
And it's all thanks to the Spirit that he's doing that for us.
It says, now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And then comes verse 28, which we love. What is that verse? Somebody read it.
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose.
Mm. Yes. So there you have it. The Holy Spirit helps us in all these things. So he helps us because he knows our weaknesses. He helps us because he knows what we should pray for. And then he intercedes for us with groanings that cannot be uttered according to the will of God. And God works everything together for good.
Amen. Wow.
That's praying in the Spirit.
And that's how you pray in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it, man. So good. So helpful for us, especially if your resolution is to get closer to God or to grow in your prayer life.
Yeah.
This is helpful. You, I mean, you I would be taking notes on this episode. To play it back, write that down. You can also visit abadanshah.com, Dr. Shah's blog, and pick up on these sermon notes. Great resource for you. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Stand arm in arm with us as we seek to impact the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also want to remind you to visit mightymuscadine.com. Use that promo code today. That's T-O-D-A-Y for a great discount on those products and a portion of those proceeds to come right back here to the Clearview Today Show. John, what's coming up on tomorrow's episode?
We got a prayer vigil going on tomorrow. 24-hour prayer vigil right here at Clearview Church. In the spirit of that, we're going to keep talking about prayer. Why don't we ask for the things that we know we need? We know we need it. Some things, like we talked about today, we don't really know we need it. But even small things that we know we need, do we feel like we're above praying for those things?
Yeah, man.
Do we only want to pray for the big, life-changing things?
Back-to-back episodes in prayer. Somebody must need to hear this.
Amen. I know I do.
Stay tuned. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.